Good morning. We study our Mishnayos. Today we are on Masechta Bechoros, the 8th Perek, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. And this Perek is going to talk about the Dinim of a Bechor Adam. The Yesh Bechor LaNachala, Bein a Bechor LaKohen, Bechor LaKohen, Bein Bechor LaNachala. There are certain times where you can have somebody who's a Bechor in regard to the rules of getting Pishnayim, of getting the double portion for inheritance. But he's not going to be considered a Bechor as far as the rules of Pidyon HaBen are concerned. Sometimes you can have the opposite. Somebody is considered a Bechor as far as needing Pidyon HaBen, but he's not a Bechor to get the double portion from his father's estate. There's a Bechor LaNachala B'la Kohen, somebody who can be both. And Yesh Eino Bechor Lo LaNachala B'lo LaKohen, somebody can be a Bechor and not be anything. So he's a Bechor LaNachala B'Eino Bechor LaKohen. What's the first example? The example where somebody gets Pishnayim, but he's not a Bechor for the Kohen. The answer is Habach HaNefalim Sheyatzah Rosh Chai. What happens if somebody comes after a brother was born stillborn? His head came out and he started to be born alive, and then the child was the head went back inside, and then the other brother comes out. So the other brother came out is a Bechor LaNachala. The first one doesn't cause the second one to lose it. But the first one was then born, stillborn, Ubentisha, so that first one was Petarechem. So now when the second one comes out, and the first one has passed away, so therefore, by definition, the second one gets the Pishnayim. The first one will pass away, exempts the second one from Pidyon HaBen. Ubentisha, Shiatza, Rosho, Mace, or if you have a situation where after 9 months of pregnancy, there was a child who was born, a woman was pregnant with twins, and then the child that was born stuck its head out, and then the other one came out. That child is the Bechor LaNachla. The first one is not a Bechor to the father, because the father doesn't have a chance to develop and bond with him. Right? Uventish Shatzaro Shomais, Bamapelas Kamin Behema Chayav Oaf, Devere Mer, or if a woman had a miscarriage, and the woman miscarried something that had an impression of a living creature. And so in such a situation, there was enough development there that would have been a petarechem, according to Rameir. V'chachamim omrim, ad shebo mitzuras adam, it has to actually look like a human being in order for it to be a situation whereby it would be considered petarechem. It's a question of how identified the miscarriage is. Amapela sandal ol shilya, what if somebody, a woman miscarries, and she has something that looks like a sandal, it's not even identified as a human being, or it looks like she gave out an amniotic sac, or b'shafir merukam, or she gave off just something that that doesn't really have much of a impression of a human image, of any image. V'ayotzi mechutach, or chas v'shalom, a child comes out, but in pieces. The children born after these situations is a Bechor LaNachala, but is not a Bechor to the Kohen. Misha, lo hayu lo banim. What if somebody didn't have children? And he gave birth to a woman who already had children. Or she was a non-Jewish woman and she became a Gioris, or a Shivchan and she became freed. So these instances, which are easier to understand than the first ones, right? All these people, the child that's born is his father's Bechor. He gets the Pishnayim. But he doesn't get the Bechor for Pidyon HaBen because the mother already had previous children. Right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that no, these instances, the child is also obligated in Pidyon HaBen. Shenemar petarechem b'bnei Yisrael. Achiftu rechem Yisrael. These women just became full-fledged Jews. The Shivcha became a full-fledged Jewess. Now she has a new rechem, so to speak. The guy of the woman who was not Jewish, now is full-fledged Jewish. So it's Achiftu rechem Yisrael. Misha hayilo banam v'nasa isha shalo yalda. What about the following situation? Let's say somebody had children himself, and he marries a woman who didn't have children. Nizgaira. Meuberis, or what if she became a Gioris when she was pregnant? Or Nishtachra Meuberis, she became freed, she was a maidservant, and she was pregnant when she was freed. Yolda, he, right? What if she was a child? Or Kohenis, Vikohenis, he, Ulavia, he, Veisha, Shekfar Yolda, right? Or we have a situation where we have people who have mixed children, right? The woman and a Yalda, or the woman and a Kohen, right? Or a Levia. Or she gets mixed up with a woman who already had children. So now the opportunity to perform the Pidyon HaBen doesn't exist. Or a woman who nishtagadach loses her marriage for whatever reason, she's supposed to wait 3 months and she didn't, and she got pregnant from her second husband right away, and now she has a baby, and she doesn't know, is this baby the full term from the previous husband, or is it in a preemie from the second husband? So in such a situation, b'chor l'kohen, ve'ena b'chor l'nachla, you can't figure out who the father owes the nachla to. And so therefore, the process of Pidyon HaBen, she does know what her own status is, but she doesn't know the opposite. Ezo b'chor l'nachala v'la kohen, who's an example where somebody, a child, is going to be a b'chor l'nachala and to the kohen? Hamapala shafir mali dam. What if a woman had miscarried just a full placenta filled with blood? There was nothing inside. Mali mayim, mali gninim. There was something there, but it was nothing at all. Or there was a miscarriage, but it looked just like bugs. If she miscarries on the 40th day, that's such an early miscarriage that it's not considered pet derechem. And so in those instances, the next child that's born afterwards would be a bechor l'nachal b'lakoin. You would say, dofen v'abacharav, what if we're dealing with a cesarean section, and then the child that's born afterwards? Both of them are not considered bechorim. They're not bechorim for nachla. They're not bechorim for pidyon haben. Reb Shimon Omer, harishon lenachla, v'asheni l'chamish slaim. Reb Shimon disagrees. He says the first one gets the nachla. The father has to put in his efforts and his trials onto the first child. The second one is a petarechem, and so therefore the second one does pidyon haben. So a v'back, right? In such a situation, the next child wouldn't be a pidyon haben according to Reb Shimon. Of course, we don't paskin that way. Child born after V-back is not going to have a pidyon haben. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning.